Twisted Bayou, a novel. Chapter 1. June 8, 1963, Saturday. 3 hours past sundown, looking for a mark. I'm looking for a mark about my height with a blue shirt and a red tie. Did he just come in here? Said Woody Lauderdale. Yeah, just about 10 minutes ago, said Gabriel, the night manager of the Evangeline Hotel. He noticed that Woody was talking through clenched teeth. What got you so nervous? We got a setup tonight? Relax. You need some chewing gum. Yeah, I'll take a pack. You got that clove gum I like, said Woody? Yeah, here you go. On the house. What room did he take, said Woody, peeling back the gum and popping it into his mouth. Didn't take a room. He asked about a room. What room, said Woody? 318. Registered under the name of Ann Rivers. Who's she to him, said Woody? She's a woman. You just let me finish, I'll tell you. Give me a room that has an adjoining door, said Woody. But you need to know that. I said, what room, said Woody. That room, that's 320, said Gabriel with some resignation. Ain't you just an angel as always, said Woody as he left and took the stairs rather than the elevator. When he got to the third floor, he caught his breath in the stairwell and adjusted the pistol tucked into the small of his back. When he walked in the hallway, he heard a radio playing softly through the door of 318. He opened 320 and then locked it behind himself. When he put his ear to the door leading to the adjoining room, he heard a woman's voice and then a man's. The country and western station muffled their conversation through the door. He recognized the song, and it nearly always made him sad. It was a popular tune that summer of 1963 about a place called the Evangeline Hotel, named just like the one in downtown Lafayette in the heart of Cajun Louisiana. But the Evangeline Hotel of the song was another place by the same name where an actress from a small town might find a place to stay while seeking celebrity in New York City. Her hopes had been wrecked upon the shoals of Broadway as she waited tables for a fame that never arrived. And the lyrics went like this. Like Evangeline seeking Gabriel, she searched for fame. Like Evangeline separated from her lover, fame was cast afar. Like Evangeline, when she found her dying lover, fame died in her arms. As the song played, he threw the bolt that locked the door to the adjoining room. He timed his movements to the conversation in the radio. When he was done, he turned and pulled on the doorknob, and to his surprise, the door opened. The bolt lock on the other side was not thrown. He opened the door about an inch, and he strained to hear. I barely got off on the horse that I rode on the road, said the woman. Her voice was thick with alcohol and cigarettes, but it was a singer's voice, raspy after a hard night of singing in a honky-tonk. Man, this just in, said a man in a thick Cajun accent. It was Warren LaBeouf, the man that Woody had followed to the hotel, the man in the blue shirt with the red tie. The taster, man, he said that we ought to step on it, you know, weaken it, but I'm going to give you a deal. 8 eighths for 50. Where'd the horse come from? Said the thickened woman's voice. Man, what, you writing a book? Said the man. Well, let me just take a whiff, said the woman. Woody listened hard, but he didn't hear a thing. Silence, he thought to himself. And then Woody thought he recognized the woman's voice. It sounded like his estranged wife, Mary Ann. The words were slurred, and her voice was thick, a loud whisper from too much singing. But as she spoke again, he was sure it was her. You got a rainy day, woman? When this runs out, said Ariane. Yeah, I got the commercial Mexican, not the Oaxacan like you bought last time or two when you came through, said the man. That's firm one, said Ariane. No, baby, this place just ain't subterranean enough for us. We'll get high, and it's gonna stink, and they're gonna know it's us in here blowing reefer. They're square. They'll never know, said Ariane. No, baby, this place is an above-board place. You know, it's straight. The house thick will bust us. Let's step out in the alley. Yeah, we can do it there. No, baby, that ain't cool. Not downtown. Here's a half a dime bag for a five, and when you score the horse again, we're gonna give you more. Silence, he thought to himself. After a minute or so, Woody listened to the unmistakable sounds of a man and a woman having sex. the dark force of despair entered his heart, and he made his way to the window, opened it, and then looked out over the soft summer Saturday night in downtown Lafayette. The Cajun moon, now a night or two from being full, spent its lights on the street below. The moist night air was drifting up from the gulf. The ribbons of fog were starting to twist around the buildings, creating a labyrinth. The dark night began to speak to him, but he turned away as tears of anger came to his eyes. He made his way to the bathroom. As he closed the door, he could no longer hear what was happening in the adjoining room. As he became lost in sad memories, the moonlight and the gentle gulf breeze came into the room from the window. The damp wind pushed the adjoining door open. The sounds from the next room became much louder, nearly as loud as when he was eavesdropping at the door. The sounds drove him into a fit of anger. He reached for his pistol and flung it to the floor. And that's how it was. On June 8, 1963, Saturday night, about 3 hours past sundown in downtown Lafayette, in the heart of Cajun Louisiana. If you want to know how this story ends up, it turns out, come visit us at TwistedBayou.com. All rights reserved. Copyrighted. 2011. The Inkbox Company. Y'all come back and visit us now. Bye.